Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
The only persons to whom I am irreplaceable are my husband and children. I am my kids' only mom, and I'm my husband's only wife, and it is my great blessing to be able to serve them.
The United States is not and never will be at war with Islam. Bin Laden was not a Muslim leader. He was a mass murderer of Muslims.
For as much as William and Catherine have consented together in holy wedlock, I pronounce that they be man and wife together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
If you are going to church to learn practical tips for healthy living, I'll tell you what St. Paul said. If we are to hope for Christ only in this world, then we are to be the most pitied of all men.
Homeschool, family, love, issues, etc. We have issues.
With the celebration of my upcoming wedding anniversary in about 11 days, I will have been married longer than I have not been married. I will cross that point. Everybody does at some point if they stay married long enough, where I've been married longer than I haven't been married. And I like it that way. I like spending the better part of my life in wedded bliss. I like being married. I know a lot of people don't. I encourage it to just about everyone I meet. And you know what? The wedding that happened going on 24 years ago, all the things that seemed so important then haven't really mattered lately. In fact, they haven't mattered for a long, long time. The wedding is often forgotten. The marriage goes on. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. on this Thursday afternoon, May the 12th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live. You can join us, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Colleen Carol Campbell joins us to talk about wedding fantasies and marriage realities. And then a little bit later, we'll talk Old Testament Judge Samson, a bloodthirsty man filled with the Holy Spirit. Dr. Andrew Steinman will be our guest. Colleen Carol Campbell is host of a weekly radio and television program called Faith and Culture, author of the book The New Faithful. She writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Colleen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Colleen, what is the state of the wedding industry in America today?
Well, it's an $86 billion a year industry at this point. There are some estimates that put it as high as $125 billion. So it's big business. The average American wedding costs almost $28,000. And it's also just culturally a huge phenomenon. We have multiple reality TV shows now dedicated exclusively to aspects of weddings, shows like Say Yes to the Dress and Bridezillas. And Bridezillas itself is kind of the new term for perfectionist brides-to-be, something pretty much unheard of, at least the term, a decade ago. So even just in the last decade, wedding madness, I guess you could call it, has really exploded.
Then what's the state of marriage in America?
Well, it's very different. Obviously, the health of marriage is very much imperiled today. And we can just look at the stats. I mean, our divorce rates in the United States are among the highest in the world. Married couples are now a minority among U.S. households, and out-of-wedlock births are now at an all-time high. We've got 4 in 10 children today being delivered by single mothers. But perhaps even more distressing is the cohabitation trend. We've got the ranks of couples who are living together rather than married have risen 72% since 1990, and cohabitation has really become, for couples who intend to marry, sort of an automatic, something that is assumed that this will be done before they marry. And unfortunately for a growing number of couples, a replacement altogether for marriage. As marriage itself, even as gay rights activists clamor to redefine marriage as a same-sex institution, a lot of these threats signal that you know, some of the real problems deal with heterosexual couples choosing not to marry at all.
So how do you explain the disconnect between marriage and weddings?
Well, there are a couple of explanations, but one that I think is important and often overlooked is the idea that marriage has become, in a sense, idealized, and it's come to be seen as something that you just sort of get lucky and you have a successful marriage or you don't. Kind of like fairy dust, it just sort of lands on you or it doesn't. And one of the reasons behind this is this rising model of the soulmate model of marriage, which is, you know, kind of taken over our public consciousness just in the last few decades. We used to think of marriage as a permanent, practical union, something that brought together sex, parenthood, economic cooperation, and emotional intimacy. And that's kind of how it's defined in a new report by the University of Virginia's National Marriage Project and the Institute for American Values Center for Marriage and Families. They recently released a study on the state of marriage, and one of these, one of the factors that they cited in the problems with marriage today was the rise of this model of soulmate marriage that has replaced that old model I discussed, the permanent practical model of marriage, with this idea that marriage is something that's all about the couple, both spouses, and it's a vehicle for personal growth and emotional intimacy, and something that only lasts as long as it totally fulfills these two people. It sort of has nothing to do with the rest of the community or with any kind of responsibilities as parents. So basically, you know, the problem that we're seeing is, especially among the working class, people are inflating their expectations of what marriage is, and the reality TV shows and the wedding industrial complex, as it's been called, certainly play a part in that. But they're not actually seeing successful marriages on the ground because of our high divorce rates and high cohabitation rates. So they don't actually know how to achieve a successful marriage. And then they have this kind of idealized vision of a soulmate model marriage. And when they actually get into a real relationship where the other person doesn't seem to be acting like a perfect soulmate at all times, they figure they kind of didn't luck out and get the right kind of marriage, and therefore marriage isn't for them. So, you know, there are a lot of factors going into this, but at the end of the day, what I think we're seeing is a disconnect between our attraction to the drama and the pageantry of weddings and our aversion to the commitment and hard work that marriage requires.
Colleen, what do recent surveys show how young people are regarding marriage?
Well, it's interesting because even as we see marriage rates plunging, young adults getting married later and later, many choosing not to marry at all, surveys consistently show that young Americans very much value, even idealize, marriage. There was a recent Child Trends Research Center study that found more than 8 in 10 unmarried adults ages 20 to 24 believe it is important or very important that they be married someday. There was a Pew poll released last year that found young adults now rank parenthood and marriage far above career and financial success when asked to say what's important to them in life, what's on their list of life priorities. So young adults want successful marriages. The problem is so many of them today, and increasingly as we see these trends, we're going to see more of this in the future, they don't know what a successful marriage looks like. Sometimes they don't know hardly anyone who is married in some communities, and definitely not people who stayed married and been happy about it. So it's as if they have this dream, which again, Hollywood and the wedding industry really encourage them to have, of this perfect wedding and perfect fairy tale marriage, but they don't have the tools to achieve it. They don't know what it actually looks like in day-to-day life, and we all know day-to-day life in a family and in a marriage isn't what it looks like on TV.
So then, since many young adults obviously view marriage as a gamble, what do you think is a possible solution?
Well, I think we have to certainly take advantage, I guess I would say, of that aspiration that young Americans have toward marriage. That's a good thing. It can be unrealistic at times in terms of their picture of marriage. But if we can kind of harness that and say, you know, your desire for lifelong, lasting, faithful love, that's hardwired into you because you're a human being. That's part of our human nature. And certainly as Christians, we see that that's something God has put in our hearts, because for those he's called to marriage, this is absolutely a desire that he wants to help us fulfill. But in order to fulfill that desire, we have to convince young adults that number one, it's possible, but number two, it's going to take a lot of hard work, and it's going to take something we don't discuss a lot in our culture, especially when it comes to love and sex, and that is delayed gratification. And, of course, it's going to take more focus on the marriage itself than on the wedding day. If the average American couple spent half as much attention preparing for their marriage as they do for their wedding, I think we'd have some very different statistics to be talking about today.
Finally, talk about this new University of Virginia study on marriage. What do you think we can learn from it?
Well, the study really focused on what it called the disappearance of marriage in middle America. And I think the thing we have to wake up to is the fact that, you know, I think we're used to talking about very poor communities with people really on the economic margins disregarding marriage or kind of losing sight of marriage's value. But what's alarming about this study is that this is a mentality now creeping into middle America, into the middle class, and this is really becoming the norm rather than the exception, the idea that marriage is not necessary for raising children or for forming stable unions. And we need to pay attention, I think, to this threat as much as we pay attention to the same-sex marriage threat, which is, of course, a huge threat to redefine marriage, and it's not unrelated to this other trend. But sometimes I think we can focus so much on that marriage debate, we forget there's this whole other marriage problem happening, and it's happening with straight men and women, young people, who don't understand what marriage is or why they should bother getting married. And I think we need to make the arguments very clearly, not only in the public square, but in our own homes and churches and communities about why marriage matters.
Colleen Carroll Campbell is host of a weekly radio and television program called Faith and Culture. She's author of the book The New Faithful, and she writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. You can read her columns at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Colleen, thanks for being our guest on Issues Etc.
Thanks so much for having me, Todd.
All right, now, when we come back, I'm surprised we haven't talked about him before. He is a puzzling figure in the Old Testament, one of the judges from that kind of politically ambiguous time in Israel's early history. He's also a man of war, killed a lot of people, filled with the Holy Spirit. Samson with Dr. Andrew Steinman when we come back.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Issues Etc. regular guests Pastor Matt Harrison, Deaconess Pam Nielsen, and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be speaking at the Premier Worship Conference of 2011. Sing His Praise, His Love Declare. It's July 27th through the 29th on the campus of Concordia University, Nebraska. For more information on the worship conference, Sing His Praise, His Love Declare, visit Seward2011.org or call 402-643-2983.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
The beautiful shoreline, the calming sound of Lake Michigan, the glorious sunrise, the warm June afternoons. This is Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, June 11th through the 14th, 2011. The program? Dr. Paul L. Meyer, professor of history at Western Michigan University and frequent guest on Issues Etc. Hit the topic? The Crescent and the Cross, Islam and Christianity. Dr. Meyer will cover the historical background of Muhammad, the rise of Islam around the world, the beliefs and practices of this world religion, and what its future may hold. In addition, the four-day, three-night Luther Hostel includes interesting day trips to area attractions. For details how you can register for Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel, sponsored by the Concordia Bible Institute on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, visit the Concordia Bible Institute website at www.concordiabible.org or phone 262-243-4343.